Yeah.
Rabbi Yisrael, limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is every day as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Bechayla, Hishnav refuah Shlema, Bekor, Besoch Shor Chayla Yisrael. So Shkoyach Roni for taking over for the last couple of days. He started one of the examples that the Chofetz Chaim gives. We are in almost the very, very end of the of Hilchus Rechilus. And the Chofetz Chaim is giving an example. You've got a businessman who bought schoyer. He went to the Yerid, to the market in Leipzig, and he bought lengths of cloth, let's say, and he bought them very, very cheap. He now returns to Hamburg, and he wants to sell. And he's on the marketplace, and he's advertising that the cloth that he bought for £3 a meter, he's selling now for £5 a meter. And it's a blinde metzia, it's a bargain. Somebody comes along, and he looks at the schoyer, and he says, oh, £5 a meter, fine. So how much have you got? He says, I've got 100 meters. I've got 100 meters of schoyer at £5, £500. He says, deal, I'll buy the lot. Yeah, I want it all. Fine. So he says, I haven't got £500 on me. Yeah, so I'm going to the bank, or I'm going to the cash machine, or I'm going to go to my car, or to my carriage, or my, you know, friend, or whatever it is. I'm going to pick up the money, and I come in, just put a tettle on it, saying, sold. And he does. He puts the card sold. Somebody else comes along afterwards, yeah, and he looks at it. He says, this is good schoyer. It's only £5. He says, very cheap. He says, I'd like to buy it. So the guy says, I'm sorry, but when I said sold, actually it means that the entire stock has been sold. I haven't got any. He says, but you know, he says, you've undersold it for £5. It's much too cheap. He said, I'll give you £7 for it. But I gave my word to the guy. I told him that it's sold. And I told him, you know, he's just gone to fetch money. So this guy stands there and says, come on. He says, that's the oldest trick in the book. He said, you know, how do you know he'll even come back? How do you know he'll even come back? I've got £700 cash on the spot. I'll give you £700 on the spot, and we'll do the transaction. It's Bori Veshemo. You know, I'm certain, and it's a better price. The other guy is buying it too cheap. You're selling too cheap. You can make another £200 on the spot. And he eventually persuades him. He persuades him to sell the schoyer. And he gives him the £700. And the deal is done. They write a receipt, they write a contract, and the deal is done. And then the first customer comes back. And he comes back, and he's got the £500 in his hand. And he wants to, and he wants the schoyer. And the person says, I'm really, really sorry, says the vendor, but actually, I sold it to Pliny in between. How could you do that? How could you do that? Well, he came along and, like, he applied so much pressure to me. He doesn't say anything about getting a better price, yeah? That he applied so much pressure, and he said to me, how do I know you'll even come back? And therefore, you know, and then, you know what he did? He actually put the money on the table, right in front of my nose, and started taking the schoyer. So what could I do? You know, I didn't want to start a fight. I'm going to call the police, etc., etc. I had no choice in the matter. And therefore, unfortunately, the schoyer, which I put a note on it, and I tried very hard to persuade him not to take it. And Arthur Piquet, he insisted. He must have known that the price was good. He insisted, and he took the schoyer almost by force. I didn't want to create a scene. I didn't want to, you know, and Taka, I thought to myself, maybe he's right. Who knows if you're coming back? You said you're coming back with the money, but maybe not. So therefore, he persuaded me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that what this person is trying to do, now we've got to go through various scenarios as to what really happened and what he actually said. But he said, if that's what really happened, then what the person is supposed to say clearly is, yeah, that I'm very, very sorry, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have done it, I sold the schoyer to someone else for a better price. That's what he should have said. He should be blaming himself, he should be taking the responsibility himself for doing what he did, and not trying to pass the blame on to someone else. When he passes the blame on to someone else, then it depends. If it's all true, what he said, that the guy almost forced him to sell it, so then he's not over Moitzi Shemra, but if he mentions the person's name, then he's over Rechilus. Because Rechilus means that the second customer, or the first customer who was supposed to buy the Schoira, is going to have a resentment towards the second customer who took away his deal, who stole his bargain. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, he said, if he doesn't mention a name, he doesn't say who it was, and if he takes the blame on himself, that's fine. But if the vendor tries to exonerate himself from blame by blaming someone else and mentioning a name, says the Chofetz Chaim, then the Zicha 100% that he's over Rechilus. And if it's not true what he says, he's just making up the story about the being forced and the guy, you know, insisted and he put the money down and he grabbed the Schoira, etc., etc. If that's not true, then he's over Moitzi Shema as well, because he's speaking, he's telling a lie. He's telling a lie, he's speaking bad about someone which isn't even true. So therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, the right thing to do is, if you've done something wrong, is to own up and admit it and at least tell the truth. If you're not going to, then you could be over Moitzi Shemra, you could be over Rechilus, you could be over Oinoas Tavarim. He brings down various other historium that one could be over in that situation. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, the best thing is always to tell the truth.
Start to the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Vob Shvat. 4th of February, Rabbi Yedidya Zulzbacher Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Dudi Rosenberg in fond memory of his father, Reb Hershel Rosenberg, son Rocher Yitzchok Tzvi, Ben Reb Nachum Moshe Meir. His 30th Yahrzeit was on Sunday. Lizchus Hashvur Ma'acholim Ba'melchomosh Shachfu Levotzem L'Shalom B'mheiro.
Shus Ha'ilam, Shus my father. There was someone was telling me that a few weeks ago they were eating the Friday night suda. They were eating by the Friday night suda. Someone was eating there by the meal, and there was a few people there. And what happened was that the person, the Barabbas, came and they washed for Hamoiti Friday night. They sat down and they gave out the challah to everyone. Everyone took a piece of challah and they ate it. And what happened was one person there they ate it, and about 40 seconds later, a minute later, they suddenly ran over to the sink and they sicked it all up. They had some kind of stomach bug and it all came out. So the question was, after everything has been settled down, the question was, I want to know, what is this person, does he have to bench? Is he mechuyev to bench? I mean, do I say, on the one hand, you can say, listen, he ate a piece of challah, went down, he ate it, he has to bench. Or do you say, no, maybe you can only bench if the challah is still inside you. If you take it 30 seconds later, it all comes out. Maybe you're not going to bench. That was the shayla.
If it's another piece, does he need to bathe the
water
again?
Oh, yeah, if he eats again, then not. But the shayla says he wasn't going to eat anymore. He couldn't eat anymore. That was the only thing he could eat.
You're
going
to bench if there's a
kazayis
left, yeah?
So, we're going to see. Let's say you eat a kazayis.
And you're assuming that actually everything. That there's nothing left behind.
Oh, so the person discussed that, but let's assume that everything came out. Yeah. Let's assume it was a severe stomach bug, everything came out. So the evidence is the poskim discussed this. It's Mefurshim poskim, the Minchas Chinuch and others, they say that if someone eats bread and he sicks it up, he's not mechuyev to bench. He doesn't have to bench. Because they say you can only bench if the challah is still there inside you. If the challah is not there anymore, and it came out, then you're not mechuyev to bench. However, there is the poskim thing. There is a chazan ish on this week's sefer in halacha, and he brings a raya from the parasha. Says the chazan ish discusses also what happens if you eat something and then it's not there anymore inside you. Zot the chazan ish that he says we see in this week's parasha, we know all the nest of the mon. Like a shvorcha gave the mon to everyone, and the mon came down, and that's what Kali Sol ate. They used to eat the mon. So there's an interesting gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says. Hey, Amar Ibn Nachman. Moshe tikkun liYisrael birchas hazon. Moshe was misakin for Klal Yisrael to bench birchas hazon. B'shoz yod lehem mon. That means when the mon came down in the midbar, so Moshe stood up and Moshe said, Rabbi said, now you're all eating the mon, now you have to bench on the mon. And what he said, what did he have to say? You have to say the birchas hazon, the first bracha of benching. Then the Gemara carries on and the Gemara says, Then Yeshua took in a bichsos. Yeshua was misakin the second bracha, and kibush nichus la'aretz tov v'shleim was misakin the third bracha. Al kaponim, we have a gemara, which the gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu said you have to bench. Now straight away before we go into the Chazon Ish, the Rishonim here ask the kasha. So the Rashi and the Tvar say that they don't understand. They say the gemara is telling me here that Moshe said told Klal Yisrael you have to bench. If you ask most people, you say, why do you have to bench? So we know the reason why we have to bench is because the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savalta v'dachto." So pasuk in the Torah, that's why you have to bench. Hashem said you have to bench. So what's the Gemara mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said, told Klal Yisrael you have to bench? Nothing got to do with Moshe. So the Rashi and the Tvar, they say that the Pshat is like this: Avada the ikachiv to bench is because the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savalta v'dachto." That's why you have to bench. It's just that the Torah never specifies what words you have to say. Maybe he could eat bread and say thank you, and that's it. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and said the specific lashon, the nusach, they have to say, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Akaponim, we have a Gemara here which says that Moshe said, when the mon came down, you eat the mon, you have to bench. Chazon Ish asked the kasha. It says that the Gemara in Yevamah says that one of the nests that happened to the mon is that they used to eat the mon, and it used to disintegrate straight away. It's like evaporated. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. It was nivla be'evorim. So the mon, it used to go in, and a second later, it was gone. It evaporated. So Chazon Ish says, he says, l'choyah, we see here, we can bring a raya here for this halacha. That means even though the mon came, they ate the mon, and it went inside, but then a few seconds later, it disappeared, it evaporated. And after B'kein, I have a gemara in Brachas, which says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said that you have to make birchas hamazon on the mon. So we see from here, halacha, that even if a person eats bread, even if it's not anymore inside him, he still has to bench. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Oh yeah, so the Chazon Ish is understanding that it has to be, it's not enough that it's blue inside your bones. It has to be that it's kind of inside your stomach giving you satisfaction. Yeah, you could argue, but that's what the Chazon Ish says.
Why was the mom not still inside them?
Because the Gemara says that it didn't go through the digestive system. It kind of evaporated inside the bones. They didn't go to the bathroom.
It didn't go to the bathroom, but it didn't say inside them when they ate it.
Yes, I agree, yeah. Because there's this understanding that has to be...
Where are you going to
go? It wasn't sitting there, lying there in the stomach. That's what Chazon Ish says. So some people went to Chaim Kanievsky. And they asked him this question. They said, I don't understand. They said, the poskim say that if a person eats bread and he sticks it all up, then the poskim say, you don't have to bench. That's what Chazon Ish says. So they asked him, that according to this Chazon Ish that we just said, the Chazon Ish brings a raya from Mon. We see that even though it went inside and it went out straight away, then it had to bench. So the Chaya, who are the halacha should be the same. If someone eats and he sticks it all up, then he does have to bench. So I think it says, Chaim Kanievsky answered them that he heard very interesting. He said, he heard b'shem the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish paskin that also by someone sicking, not like the poskim. And the Chazon Ish said that if a person eats and he sicks it all up, then he still has to bench. And this is because the Chazon Ish l'shitosa, he brings a raya from Mon. And the Chazon Ish taka is choylik, he argues all the achoynim, and he says if a person sicks, he still has to bench. So I'd like to go into the shayla a bit and see what exactly is the underlying shayla here, whether a person should bench, whether a person shouldn't bench. What's it toida on? So Chazon Ish himself says that it's toida on a famous shayla from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he declares a famous shayla. He says as follows. He says that we all know that Makoi for benching, he said, is a pasuk says, v'chalta v'savata v'dachta, which means you eat, v'savata, you get satisfied, v'dachta, then you bench. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what is the ikke mechayv of benching? Is the ikke mechayv of benching the v'chalta, the fact that you ate bread? Or is the ikke mechayv the v'savata, that you're satisfied? Why is a person bench? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, let's say the ikke is the v'chalta that you ate. Now, either Torah says v'savata, you have to be satisfied. So Kvega says, it just means it's like a t'nai. It means, what kind of food do you have to eat in order to bench? So the Torah says, the kind of food is going to fill you up. But really, the ikka mechayim, if you want to know why you're benching, it's because the ma'is achila, because you ate. Or Kvega says, forget. Maybe the ikka mechayim is the v'savata, because you're standing there, you're full up now from bread. So a person's full up, so he benches. Now either Torah says v'achalto, so you can understand it, Kvega, v'achalto just means that the t'nai has to go in derech achila. Means, let's say a person takes a drip, and he, I don't know if it's shayach, and he puts bread into his body, through a trip, even though he's full, he's satisfied, he's not going to bench, because the avada has to be a ma'is achila. But the chiv is not because you ate. The ikar chiv is the v'savato. So Kedega says a few nafgimidah. He says one nafgimidah, a famous nafgimidah is, let's say you have a cotton. So let's say you have a 12-year-old boy, and he comes to his bar mitzvah, and he sits down, let's say he starts the suddah at 6 o'clock, and he sits down there, and he washes the bar mitzvah, and everyone's eating there. And then, let's say 2 hours later, 8 o'clock, shkia, naftaleva, then suddenly in the middle of the suddah, bar mitzvah suddah, he turns bar mitzvah. So, and then it comes, let's say 10 minutes later, it comes to benching. So is this cotton, is he mechuyim with the raisa to bench or not? Means on the one hand, when he ate the bread, when they washed for the bar mitzvah suddah at 6 o'clock, he was 12 years old, he's a cotton. The cotton's not mechuyim to bench. Or do you say, no, very nice, when he ate, he was 12 years old, but now it comes to the end of the suddah, he's bar mitzvah now, he's a gadol, so he still has the bread inside him, he is satisfied from the bread. Maybe he has to bench, because now he's mechuyim. Don't be kivya eger, it's totally on this. If the ikar chiyuv is the vachalta, the maisa achila, then he has to be a bar chiyuva b'shas ta'achila. So when he ate, when he did the maisa achila as a cotton, he doesn't have to bench. It doesn't make a difference if later on he's a gadol. However, if the ikar chiyuv is the v'savalta, the fact that he's satisfied, so then the Kivega says, I don't care if b'shas he ate it when he sat down for bar mitzvah suddah, he was 12 years old. We don't care about the achila. The main thing is, when it comes to be full, now he's a gadol, he's full, so now he has to bench. That's what Kivega says. Another African minute of Kivega says, let's say you have a ger. So let's say you have a goy. He's on his way to Magaya. Let's say he's on his way to the London Bezdin office to be Magaya. And let's say his appointment's at 1 o'clock. And he decides, you know what, just before I'm Magaya, one last time, let's enjoy a geschmack, a burger. So you know what, I'm going to go into McDonald's, last opportunity I have, and have a nice big burger. So he goes into McDonald's. He eats one burger, two burgers, he eats with all the bread and everything. And then he goes into the London Bezdin office, and he's Magaya, 1 o'clock, says, oh, Mazel Tov, everyone says Mazel Tov. Now the Shaila is, maybe he has to bench, because he ate this bread in McDonald's 10 minutes before, half an hour before, so he's still full, he's still satisfied.
So would he have to go back to
him? Oh, he has to go.
Yes.
He had no chiyuv to make a bracha v'shoina, but maybe now he has to bench.
No, he finished before he became.
Let's say he's still full from it. That's just 10 minutes before the appointment. Zot to be kivya eger. It depends. If the chiyuv is the achila because you ate, then when he ate in McDonald's, he was a goy. He's potter. If the chiyuv is of a savato, the fact that you're full. So he's still full from this burger at McDonald's. He's still full from the bread. So maybe he hasn't made it. Dr. Bikvege, he has to bench.
He wouldn't be allowed to bench on tray for food, surely.
Mm-hmm. I thought somebody
would
say that.
Ah, yeah. That's as machik as Raman Raven, I think. Tray for food, maybe not. That's what Bikvege says. Bikvege says, enough minutes for a game. So I was thinking, I'm going to go a bit in the shadows. So before we start, these are two starting with Bikvege. So the Chazon Ish speaks out that this shayla we started off with, the person eats and he sits up. Chazon Ish says that it depends on that. That means if the chiv is the achila, then a person eats bread, he ate it. Now even though he's sicked up, and now it's not inside him anymore, it's not filling him up anymore, it doesn't matter, as long as he ate it, he's chayev. However, the Chazon Ish says, if you don't have to give the chiv is the vasavata, has to be inside you, filling you up, then if a person sicks up something, or let's say the mon, it evaporated, then you're not chayev. So the Chazon Ish brings a raya from the mon, like that tzad, that's toil on the achila. I think it's time to...
Before he sicked,
yeah.
He was sober.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but he has to
he
be...
He was sober.
Yeah, in a chanama. But he has to be, the Chazon Ish says, if it's toil on sphere, then he has to... B'shas benching has to be severe. It's not enough that at one point he was severe. Let's be B'shas, you sit down on the bench, you're severe.
One thing is hungry after he sicked.
Yeah, I don't know. If you can eat again, then yeah. So, Stam, you look in the Shein, and the Shein was Shukha Mashma. Rashi says, on the Chibich, Samozim, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Kishuvsova, when a person's full, he has to bench. At Rashi, Mitzvah Levorech, Ulahoides al Sovoy. Rashi says that when a person bench, what's he doing? He's Lahoides, he's thanking Hashem al Sovoy, on his satisfaction. So, Rashi's Mashma, talking like that, Tatan Bikiv Eger, that the reason why we bench is because of the sphere, because you're satisfied, not because of the Achilo. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's mashma a bit not like that. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah benching, he says, as kola oichol achila gezayis, kola oichol achila, the Rambam says, if you eat, you chayav to bench. The Rambam adds, v'hu sheyeh seveya. But avad, the Rambam, you only chayav to bench if you're seveya. So the Lashonah of the Rambam is mashma that really the chiyuv is because you ate the ma'isa achila. The Rambam is just saying that. By the way, you should know about that. There's a tnai. You also have to be severe. That's done mashmas in the Rishonim. I was thinking some. Let's just go to the shaila. But we can explain a few things with this of Akiva Eger. The one shaila is, let's say, I think it's a very common shaila. We all know that by achila there's a halacha of kedei achilas pras. That means when a Torah gives you a mitzvah to eat, you have to eat it within a certain time frame. So let's say matzah, you have to eat a kazayas of matzah on Saturday night. Certain time frame. So let's say whatever. Let's say it's 2 minutes. So you have to eat your whole kazayas from the beginning till the end. 2 minutes. If you sit there and you eat, you step, you're eating, and you eat for half an hour your matzah, you're not yetzer matzah. That's halacha. Has to be kedei achilas pras. The shaila is, what about benching? The person sits down to eat bread. So midiraisa, he has to eat a sheer svir. A sheer, more than a kazayas, has to eat a sheer which is satisfying him. How long does he have to eat that sheer svir? So I think it's very common. If you think about it, you sit down Friday night, a lot of people, they wash, they'll make hamoitzi, they'll eat one piece of bread, and then let's say, so they'll go to the fish, and they'll schmooze a bit, or whatever, and they'll go to the dips, and then 5 minutes later, they'll eat another piece of bread. And then a few minutes later, they'll eat another. But it comes out that they're not eating a sheer sphere, the amount of bread that they have to eat within a certain time frame, within 2 minutes. Why don't we say that l'choya, a person should have to be like matzah? A person has to sit down Friday night, has to make a moitzi, and he has to pound, he has to sit and eat 4 pieces of bread, 3 pieces of bread straight away, all within 2 minutes. Why don't we say that? I haven't seen anyone who's makbid on that. So, ever since the Prima Godin, Prima Godin says, he says that even though normally there's a halacha of deik de achilas pras, you have to eat within a time frame, but in sheer svir, when eating bread, then there's no halacha of time frame. Even if a person eats a bit and a bit and a bit and it takes him 20 minutes, then he can still bench afterwards. Because that's what I have to say, but that's what the Prima Godin says. So what the Prima Godin, what's the pshat? Why is it different than matzah? Says the Prima Godin, because the Torah says, v'chalta v'savoto. What's v'savoto mean? That you're full up. So the Prima Godin says, so at the end of the day, the only thing I care about what's Torah on is, are you full up? If you're full up, you have to bench. Says the Prima Godin, I don't care how you got to be full up. Even if it took you half an hour to be full up, and you ate a bit of bread, a bit of bread, a bit of bread, you had a 10-minute gap between each one, l'maisa, you're full up. If you're full up, then you can bench. That's what Prima Godin says. Comes along the Shahatzian, and the Shahatzian says to the Prima Godin, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, how can you say what the Torah says about Savato? Torah says v'savoto. He says, very nice, but you can't ignore the first part of the pasuk. The pasuk also says v'ochalto. Torah says v'ochalto. Now, in achila, we know that halacha is, whenever the Torah says achila, a mitzvah achila, then there is a time limit. So obviously the halacha should be there. Who are them by bread? If someone eats bread, a person every Friday night has to sit there, he has to cram in all achila's bread within 2 minutes. So, the shine of Prima Godin is, it could be, it's Torah on this. That means the Prima Godin learned, like a b'kiva eger. That means that the ikichir, the mechayev of benching, is not the achila. The mechayev of benching is the v'savata, the fact that you're satisfied. So when do you say a halacha k'dei achilas pras? The moshel, when the Torah gave the mitzvah of matzah, the Torah said eat matzah. So there, the mitzvah is the ma'isa achila. So there, there's a svara. Whenever the Torah gave the mitzvah of ma'isa achila to eat, the Torah says this eating has to be confined, it has to be within a certain time. However, here, by benching, the Torah doesn't care about your achila. The achila is just a way of getting it inside you. What's the Torah care about? The ikkar Torah cares about is the fact that you're satisfied. Meira says the Prima Godin, so as long as, it doesn't matter if it takes you half an hour to be satisfied. As long as you're satisfied, then you can bench. Mashaygin, the Shahatzian learned, like the other side of Kiv Eger. And the Shahatzian learned, no, the ikkar, the real reason why you're benching is the v'ochalto, because you ate. If you ate, it's like every other mitzvah of eating, and eating has to be within a certain time frame. That would be Pshah and the Machrik. I think the halacha we paskin that the kazayas of the bread, kazayas, you do have to eat k'dei achilas pras. I mean, let's say Friday night, then you have to eat a shir kazayas within, let's say, whatever it is, let's say 1 or 2 minutes. But the Prima Godin says, but to satisfy yourself, then you have the whole meal. I'm thinking another nafkamina is, you know, let's say now there's, it's going around, there's these weight loss injections, yeah? So, what's that, Ozempic, yeah? So let's say, or people do the bands. So that's how people lose weight. It's getting more common. So, as far as I understand, the way it works is that as you take the injection, or let's say the band, so it makes your stomach smaller, so it makes your appetite much less. So instead of sitting down eating a whole bar of chocolate, so you eat one tiny piece and then you're already full up. Then you don't eat more, so you're okay. So the shad is, we can ask, what happens if you have someone who's on these injections, or let's say he does the band, and he sits down Friday night, he washes, and he eats a tiny bit of challah. No, mamash, nothing. Even less than a kazayas, let's say. Mamash, half a piece of challah. And he is completely full up now. His stomach has shrunken to half the size. He can't eat anymore. He's full. Does this person have to bench? It means on the one hand, you can say, listen, he ate less than a kazayas, didn't eat anything. Or do you say, it doesn't matter. For this person, now he's full up. He can't eat anything more. Maybe he has to bench. So, this is very interesting. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the brachas, and he said, one of the brachas Hashem said to Klal Yisrael is, V'chaltem lachmuchem l'svoya. That means you'll eat bread to satisfy you. So the famous Rashi there says, Ochol kemeya v'hu mispoich demeyov. It means you'll eat a tiny bit, and you'll be satisfied from it. Now, Rashi doesn't say, when you eat a tiny bit, how much do you eat? Maybe Rashi means more than a kazayis. It's not clear in Rashi. However, the haflor and the chasm sofer, they both say that Rashi means even less than a kazayis. The bracha is that a person will sit down, he'll eat even less than a kazayis, he'll be full up from it. Says the ponim is, says the chasm sofer, that b'zman the brachas on mekayim, about if a person eats bread less than a kazayis, he'll be full up, he'll have to bench. Zot the chasm sofer, why? Because the ma'aseh, he's full up. Even though he ate less than the kazayas, but since the ma'aseh, he is satisfied from it, that's the bracha, you're going to eat a tiny bit, you'll be full. You'll be full. You have a vasavata, you have a kim vasavata, you have to bench. That's what the chasm sofer says. The ma'aseh I saw in Igros Moshe, he's discussing a different thing, where Moshe there says, with the pshitus, the avada, a person who eats, he says, even if a person's satisfied from bread, he's talking about, the, let's say, bread with something else, but let's say a person is full up from the bread, and he has a kim vasavato, says in Moshe, if you eat less than the kazayas, that then there's nothing to speak about. Then avadi not mechuyu to bench. The whole, if you eat more than the kazayas, then you can bench if you're full up. But he says, less than the kazayas, nothing to speak about. Says in Moshe, why? How do I know this? He says, because Moshe knows the klal and kolotei kula, ein achila pochus mekazayas. Means we know, the Torah says, let's say there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So you all know everyone, you come to the Seder night, you take out your chart of your kazayas, and you make sure you have a kazayas of matzah. Why? Because less than the kazayas, not yetsi yamitzah. Why not yetsi yamitzah? Because the klal, the Torah says that ein achila pochus mekazayas means that if you eat less than the kazayas. Now the Torah says achila. The Torah also meant achila a kazayas. Less than the kazayas, the Torah is not mesiachet. It's not called an achila. Mele says a Moshe who are then it comes to benching. The person sits down to benching. What did the Torah say? The Torah said well chalto v'savato. You have to eat. What's achila? Achila ein achila pochus mekazayas. So mele, if a person eats less than the kazayas of bread, you can't bench. Why do you can't bench? The Shaila is, so what's Takib Shah in the Kliyoka, in the Chasm Sofer, and the Haflor? How can Haflor say that B'zman HaBrocha, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a Brocha, you're full up, and you eat less than the Kazayas, you have to bench. What's Takib Shah? The Choyah Moshe is correct. The Moshe is Ein Achila Pochus B'Kazayas, it's not an Achila B'Klal. So it could be that right to B'Kivayga we can understand. That means B'Kivayga said that he suggested once out that really when the Torah says Vachalta Vesavoto, the real Mechayev is the Vesavoto, the fact that you're satisfied. What's the Vachalta? Vachalta is just a Tnai. It just means that it has to come in through Derech Achila. So it could be that the whole halacha in Achila Pochus B'Kazayas is when the mitzvah is the Ma'aseh Achila. So let's say you come to Matzah, there the mitzvah is the Ma'aseh Achila, you have to eat. So then the Torah says, you know what, I need a Choshev Achila, Achila from a Kazayas. Less than the Kazayas, that's not called an Achila. By benching, like Kivayga says, we don't care about the achila. The achila just means don't do it through a drip. You have to eat it. But does the Torah need an achila? When you're sitting down to bench, is the reason why you're benching is because you have an achila? That's not why you're benching. You're benching because you're satisfied. Memela, then it doesn't have the halacha of ein achila pochus mekazayas. Even if you eat less than the kazayas, you're still mechuyev. Because the main thing is, at the end of the day, you're satisfied. Even less than the kazayas. Memela says the chasm sofer, b'zman habrochus, a person satisfied from bread, even though he ate less than the kazayas, then he's still mechuyev to bench.
You touched on the point to elaborate. It's probably very common that a person eats, let's say, just a kazayas of bread,
yeah,
and then he eats the rest of the meal and he's sovea from all the other foods that he's eaten.
Yeah.
So he's had a kazayas, but the sovea is not from bread.
Yeah,
the sovea is from all the other food that he eats.
Yeah, so that what Moshe says, that rather you can join. Mishnah Berurah and Moshe says you can join, yeah. Exactly. Let's say Friday night a person eats one kazayas of bread,
yeah,
and uses a chicken and everything else, yeah, then you can join.
That does work.
Yeah.
Okay. regarding the mon, although it disappeared, but wasn't the whole point that it satisfied you as long as you've eaten it?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Yeah, I had the same question, and I saw Osher Vayis, he asked this question.
Right.
He says, he doesn't understand the whole Chazanish. What's Chazanish talking about? He says, by the mon, even if it disappeared, Abadali was still satisfied. I don't know. Shver, I don't know. So let's start go back to the mon. The Chazanish said that we have a raya from the mon, like that Sadu B'Kivi Eger. Why? Because they used to eat the mon, and it disappeared. So if the ikka is that you're satisfied, so maybe this person's not satisfied, how can he bench? So Chazan Ish says, Elamai to Raya, like the other side of Kivya Eger. That means that the ikka is the toid on the achila, that they're eating. And maybe as long as a person ate, even if he disappeared, even if he sicked up, he's still mechuyu to bench. So just like he was saying that the whole Chazan Ish is difficult to understand, because by the mon, the Baal Shavai says, he says, there's mefurish of psukim. Hashem said, "Nasati lachochem l'sboya." By the mon, he brings psukim to Tehillim. Sorry, that Tehillim it says that the mon used to satisfy people. And you think about the mesvot. I'm saying, what do you think? You think Klal Yisrael ate the mon? They ate the mon and it disappeared. And then 1 minute later, they said, "Oh, I'm starving, hungry. What are we going to eat?" About the not. About they ate the mon, and even though it disappeared, it kept them satisfied. So Chaznish Shver Chaznish, you have to say the Chaznish understood that for Sviya it has to be physically inside you.
They benched after the
mon. Oh, that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says they benched after the mon. Yeah. So that's the Chaznish's raya that it's toyed on the Achila. So we could say a different teretz to say why the Chaznish's raya is not necessarily a good raya. Because
there's a famous
that
the
feed
of the mon was to satisfy the hunger.
Yeah, that's the Baal Shavai. This is asked on the Chazanish. Yeah. A different text, I think, just to finish off, we can answer the right of the Chazanish, is that there's a tshuva from the son of the Rambam, the Bavon ben Rambam. So it says, it seems to be that in the Bnei Teiman the people from Teiman, they used to eat a certain kind of bread, and he used to bench on it. And this bread was not mechamishas minei dogon. It was some kind of bread which was not from the chamishas minei dogon. Now we passed in halacha, that's what the Rambam says, that you only bench on bread which comes mechamishas minei dogon. Bread which is not made mechamishas minei dogon, you don't have to bench. So they ate this kind of bread which was not mechamishas minei dogon. So they asked the Rambam and Rambam if what they're doing is correct. So Rambam and Rambam moved back to the tshuva and they said, Avada, what you're doing is incorrect and you're not allowed to bench on this kind of bread. So they wrote back and they said, we've got a raya that we're right and you're not right. What's the raya? They says, because the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mon and used to eat the mon. And we just read the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says that Moshe said, when you eat the mon, you have to bench. So they said to Rambam and Rambam, do you think that the mon was made mechamishas minei dogon? What was the mon? The mon came from Shemayim. It was heavenly food. It wasn't made mechamishas minei dogon. And after it became the Gemara in Brachos says that you had to bench on the mon. So we see from here, that's not true what you're saying. And we see from here that you can bench on even something which is not mechamishas minei dogon. So Rambam and Rambam wrote back a few chores. But he said, my ikatez to you is that you're making a big mistake. He said, do you think we bench because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to bench? We bench because the Torah says, V'chalta v'savalta v'dachto. Ah, you tell me Moshe Rabbeinu said they have to bench? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu was a special takon of his man HaMidbar. It was his own kind of benching, which was Misakan, just for the Doya HaMidbar. The people in the Midbar, they have to bench on the mon. But that is not the regular benching. That's not the reason why we bench. There's two benchings. There's a benching for Moshe Rabbeinu, which he told Klal Yisrael to bench in the Midbar. That was for that Doya. And then there's a benching that we do. So he says, you can't bring me a raya, any raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had his own halachas, but we bench because of a chalta v'savalta v'dachto. Then it has to be dafka mechamishas minei dogon. It has to be from the chamishas minei dogon.
Has he got a proof of that? Has he got a different benching?
No, he just comes misvah. Like the Shem said, because it's a posuk. Like we started off with the origin, we said, Be'emes, why do we bench? Because the Torah says, v'chalta v'savalta v'dachto. So that's nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. We bench because Hashem gave us a mitzvah to bench. Moshe Rabbeinu had his special benching. And made it, obviously, the whole Chazanish's raya, the choyah falls apart. Because Chazanish wants to bring a raya, a person eats mon, and it disappears from him. Oh, so you see from here that you can bench even if it's not inside you. But according to Rambam and Rambam, you can't bring any rayas from Moshe Rabbeinu's benching. Moshe Rabbeinu's benching had different halachas. That was his own specific kind of benching. It didn't have to be mechamish minei dogon. So maybe enoch number that benching, even if it disappeared. However, la halacha, our benching, l'chalta v'savata, where it has to be the savata inside you, maybe in our benching, it's got different halachas. And therefore, if a person sicks up, Like the Mechsenech says, since it's not anymore inside you, it's not satisfying you, then in the Chalam you don't have to burn. Shchaz Neshazraya L'choya won't be a good raya.
Can we learn any different factors? So, if you have more than twigs or four, so that might suggest that the satisfaction of the thing will suit the satisfaction.
What was the bracha they made over this non-bread?
Oh, I think it's a
no, no, not the, oh, the, oh, the non-bread. Over this temani bread. They couldn't have made a mochi.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They couldn't have made a mazonas.
I'm not sure.
They must have made shako.
And shako, it's still bench. It's a chiddush, yeah.
Yeah. Food for thought.
The boy side, I haven't done a Rosh Chodesh collection this month, but you should have this Chodesh yet. If anybody would like to be started.
Two things. First of all, I've been covering the congregant for the right mice and listen, that's the order. Number two, your father is the only one when you eat challah fried night.
I eat two slices of sweet.
Well, that's it. Mamadia gets severe for that, yeah. And thirdly, if all the stuff is a new friend of mine has didn't happen, no? I'd say the cast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very good, it's great, very nice though.
I'll tell you what, then. But today,